enhance and grow in the, in the things of God. The Bible says that sheep beget sheep. Not preachers, not evangelists, not elders, not bishops. It says sheep beget sheep. But the crazy part about it is sometimes once we get people in leadership positions, they feel like they've graduated from sheep to goat. And we understand they but one goat, greatest of all time. He is Jesus, Son of the living God, the who is the Redeemer of time. So we have to kind of get certain things straight. And it is easy.
Well, God bless you. Thank you all once again for joining me here with another episode of Chilling with the Bishop. I'm your host, Bishop Rodney Thompson, and I'm so excited to just be here today with my good friend, my main man, Bishop Carlton E. Mebane II.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. I'm my brother, amen, for life.
Yes.
And I'm so excited to have him with me.
100.
And look, Bishop, today, man, I want to take some time. Mm-hmm. And I want to just encourage some people and just share with you know, many a times I come on the program and we try to take time to help encourage leaders to develop them and to get them to understand the importance of their role and where they at and all. But today I want to shift gears, man. I want to take some time and just share a little bit with those that don't have a title.
Yes.
You know,
them my people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So many of those that don't have titles, for some odd reason, feel unimportant. Mm. Feel as though their anointing isn't, you know, what it is, and they don't feel that they have the wherewithal to be able to move as God would have them to move and do what needs to be done within the body. And I want to even take it from the body as a whole.
Yes.
And I want to bring it into the local assembly.
Yes, yes.
I want to bring this into the local assembly today.
Yes.
Because many times people have a real sense of unimportance in the church because they don't have a title or a collar on.
Yes.
Even though they're serving and doing. But many times they don't just feel worthy, and they don't feel that self importance, and some of it could be probably maybe because the higher rank leaders don't recognize and give them the attaboys and the coup de grace that they deserve, you know, from time to time. But I want them to realize and understand that you are important.
Yes.
Now the scripture says that God Himself places each member in the body as he sees fit.
Yes.
As he sees, you know, the need of where they belong.
Yes.
So I want you to understand, saints of God, that it's not about a title. It's not about a collar. It's not about always having your name called. It's about being in the will of God for your life.
Oh, yeah. I feel you 100%. As a matter of fact, with the titles and with people who feel like they find themselves in leadership positions, I almost did air quotes. I didn't really mean that because I don't want to offend anybody in any leadership position. However, the thing about it is in the vineyard of God's grace, in the vineyard of Christianity, they think that they have maybe a certain level or esteem above.
Yes.
So. But the thing about it that we have to realize is even when it comes down to the local body, and we're talking about trying to enhance and grow in the things of God, the Bible says that sheep beget sheep. Not preachers, not evangelists, not elders, not bishops.
Come
says
on.
Sheep beget sheep.
Yes.
But the crazy part about it is sometimes once we get people in leadership positions, they feel like they've graduated from sheep to goat.
And
we understand they but one goat, greatest of all time. He is Jesus, Son of the living God,
the
who is the
Almighty.
Redeemer of time. So we have to kind of get certain things straight. And it is easy sometimes. And let me apologize on behalf of all clergy for giving accolades to the evangelist or to the guest, a prophet or a prophetess that comes through the house. But at the end of the day, what about that person who opened the door and shut the door? What about the one who vacuumed the floor? Yes. What about the one who made sure the light and the heat was on in here? Yes. What about the one who actually went out and asked somebody to come and visit them at their local church?
Yes, sir.
I just think that we have to realize that those are the real local heroes.
Yes.
And those heroes are the ones that we need to continue to thank them for their their services.
Yes, yes. That is so, so true and so real. And I want you, the ones without the titles and the collars, to understand your value within the body and within the vineyard, as Bishop was saying, the field of God for your life. Because here's what the scripture says, that if the head doesn't have the feet,
that's right,
where would it be?
That's right.
You know, and I'm paraphrasing now.
That's right.
But how can I function
with
just being the head, the torso, maybe even the arms, but technically no feet? Even not just the feet, but even just a few toes out of whack. That would throw my balance off so much that I wouldn't be able to function like I need without assistance and help.
And that's so true. And the thing about it is, even when we look at the limbs, what we want to make sure is that everyone understands that you are significant.
Yes.
In the body of Christ.
Yes.
Every
that
person.
You are.
I'm talking about the person that just gave their life to Christ.
Come on.
I mean, you haven't had to be saved three years, 30 years to be significant in the body of Christ. When it talks about our head, God talks about every hair on your head is numbered. That's
every
how
hit.
Significant is, and that's how God looks.
Yes.
God looks intricately at the things that goes on within the body, within the kingdom of God. And we really need to understand that some of the ones that are really wrench turners in the kingdom are not wearing collars.
That's
They haven't been ordained. We haven't poured oil on them individuals
But check
yet.
This out, Bishop. Check this out. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but check this out. They the one that have a true heart for the ministry.
Yes, yes, yes.
They the ones that have a true heart for the kingdom.
Yes, yes.
They the one that have a real heart for the people of God. Because they have been so pumped up and so lifted up so much that they've allowed pride to come in and make them think they something that they aren't.
Yes, and that's the thing that we have to watch out, because isn't it funny that when you look at how specifically the 21st century church, specifically the charismatic church today, we bring and give and garnish more attention to the person who makes the most noise. You know, the squeaky wheel is the one that gets most of the
most
oil.
Of
the
attention.
But the thing about it is, I like sometimes when I go to church and there's that one brother or sister back there just praising God. They haven't broken out in tongue. They haven't stood up. They haven't been in church long enough to know when to raise their hands. They haven't been in church long enough to know when to go take a lap. But they just sitting up there silently. And every time a tear drop, we can just see the praises go up to God. That's what I'm talking about. That is what significance. So when we talk about what role or position, we put too many emphasis on positions and not on power. And power is in God. So for all of us that have been getting to the point where we've gotten saved, God has given us his spirit.
Yes, sir.
He didn't give it to the spirit just to the pastor. He didn't give the spirit just to the elder. He didn't give the spirit just to the same spirit. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the same spirit that's in your pastor is
in you.
So he's no more significant. Well, now he's important to the body, and he needs to be honored for the position that he's in. However, when it comes down to significant, your praise is significant. Yeah. Your attendance is significant.
Yes.
What you bring to the table, whatever offering that you got, it may not be as much as the multi-millionaire, but it is still yet significant
unto God. And that's the thing. Here's the facts. You are just as significant as to God as anybody else that's doing and that's been in the church and that has the title and the collars for years.
Yeah.
And you must understand that. And even if you've been in the church for years and you just haven't been elevated to a certain level per se, of ministry work,
yes,
you must still understand and realize because of your faithfulness, because of your commitment, because of the fact that for years you've been coming out being faithful and being committed to the things of God and to the vision of the pastor. You're just as significant unto God as anybody else that's doing whatever they're doing in the church. And that's the key. You must realize and understand that, I may be a toe. Just be a shin bone.
That's right.
I may just be a kneecap.
That's right.
I may just be an arm.
Yeah.
I may just be the forearm of the arm. I may not even be the shoulder, but they still need me.
They need me.
They need me.
Yes.
I'm just as significant as anybody else in the part of that body. And if you take both of my eyes, I'm handicapped and I'm put in a position to where I can't function like I need to. So guess what? I'm hurt and I'm not able to flow as the body like I need to without the assistance. So it doesn't make a difference whether I'm the eyes, I'm needed. If I'm the ears, I'm needed. If I'm just the voice box, in the voice, in the throat, I'm yet still needed. Whatever I am,
yes,
there's significance
yes.
to what it is he called me to be.
Exactly.
And what it is he desires me to do.
And once again, I don't want to take away from any bishop, any
that's
prophet,
right,
any
that's right. That, but that's not
pastor,
what we're trying to do here today.
Teacher, because we are believers. We read God's word. So we're believers in the fivefold ministry.
Sir,
question. We support wholeheartedly the fivefold ministry.
Yes.
I just want to make sure everybody understands that the Bible also says there's going to be that great getting up day.
Yes, sir.
That we all have to give an account for how we live our lives. And what we want to be able to hear is not you did a good job, Bishop. Not that you did a good job, Elder. Not that you did a good job, Pastor. We're all going to hear the same thing. Well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Yes, sir. That's what you want to hear anyway.
We are all.
You don't want to hear depart
servants.
From me.
That's right.
You want to hear well done, thy good and faithful. And that is so real and so true.
And a bishop in the Lord's church?
Come on here.
You are serving.
Yes, sir.
A bishop in the Lord's church?
A servant.
We are serving.
Yes, sir.
If you just joined the church last week, guess what?
You are serving.
So those are the things we need to celebrate.
And that's the key to having the ones that don't have the collars or the titles or the names with the letters behind them to not realize or not forget that they are important and that they have a significance in the body also, because I believe we have to really treat folk, love them the way God wants us to love them.
Yeah.
And I believe as leaders, now bishops, pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, anyone in the fivefold and even below that, I'm talking to you. I want you to be sure that you love on those that don't have a title, and you treat them just as significant as you treat anybody else that's walking around in the ministerial meetings, in the business meetings, in whatever's going on. You make sure the other ones feel as just as important as you make the other ones feel that have the titles, or shall I say the ones that have the titles and the collars, because they're just as significant as the ones that don't.
Exactly.
And I really want them to understand, if we don't do nothing else here today, Bishop, I want us to help others to realize you may not always hear your name, but guess what? God sees your game.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying, Bishop?
Yes, yes, yes.
The bishop and the pastor may not always call your name.
Yeah.
But God see the game you play in. And I don't mean the game as being a game that's not in the game. Yeah. I mean God sees how you're in the game and how you're playing, and God is satisfied and happy with what it is you're doing, because even though you don't have all that others have, he see you're not complaining.
Yes, yes, yes.
He see you're not whining. He see you're not going to brother and sister so-and-so and getting caught up. He see you just sitting back, being you, as Bishop was saying, just quiet old little old you, just wanting to hear from God, wanting to experience God, and wanting God to just do what he want to do in your life.
Being faithful over a few things.
Yes.
Thereby, God eventually allow you to be ruler over over many.
Come on here.
I do want to double down when you was encouraging leadership mm-hmm. to be able to support
yes.
people more when they don't have that,
right.
when we get visitors that come in.
Right.
And one thing I encourage parishioners that are around me, and people know this because, you know, when church ends and you done preached a word and mm-hmm. I tell my elders and pastors and we can talk anytime.
Yes, sir.
That's the time where I embrace the
yes,
body.
Yeah.
That's not the time for me to have a ministerial training.
Exactly.
You know, immediately
come
after
on
service.
Here.
But this is my opportunity for me to embrace the body. So when church is generally over and I start to even see people coming my way, I'm looking for that brother or sister that just came
yes,
and visited
sir.
This
that,
Sunday.
That, that
I just
want to
just
want
a hug on them, just love on them, just let them know that regardless of where they are, because I don't even know them.
That's right.
But that they are still significant
yes, sir.
In God's eyes.
Yes, sir. Real quick, but I'm going to shift for 15 seconds.
Yes, sir.
You said something that really, 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 really brought something to my attention.
Gotcha.
After you preached a service and,
yes, sir.
And sweated and did all that yeah. God called you to do, minister to folk, that's not even the time after the altar call to have another altar call.
Come on now.
Because some folk want that personal altar call
yeah.
when the altar call has been made because they don't
yes.
want to go up and do what they should have done when they should have did it.
Exactly.
So after the fact, they want to come to you. Well, Bishop, you know, I was thinking, would you mind praying? The prayer went up already. The time of prayer was up already. Now, step aside and let us greet these new folk and let us be able to love on these folk.
It's funny because the ones that do that
yes.
are the ones that can get that prayer, show up to prayer.
That's
the
right.
ones that do that
come on,
are
yeah.
the ones that can still get that in detention, come to Bible study.
Come, you don't know.
We already have that relationship.
Yes. yes.
So you can get that love at any point in
any
time.
Point
you can get
time.
That level of impartation at
yes,
any point in
time.
But when you heard the call,
come
you should have came in
anyway.
You should have came
and decided to step back because of pride.
Yeah.
Or because of this or that. Yeah,
yeah.
You're so right. But look, man, I'll tell you, I want folk to really understand it. And as I said, once again, I really, really want to emphasize the importance of the individuals who may, as Bishop said, be new converts and just coming into the fold. Or you may have been in the fold for a while and you just haven't really found your niche or really figured out what it is the Lord has called you to and designed for you to do. And so because of all that, you're just kind of still sitting back. You're doing what you know to do. You're still cleaning the church.
Yeah.
You're still taking part in helping out in the cleaning after services. I know after services, especially since the COVID era
yes.
and now that we're getting ready to come back in into the winter months,
yes.
I noticed the folk after every service, a majority of them taking the Lysol
oh, yes.
and spraying the
oh,
chairs
yes.
and
yes.
cleaning. Them the folk God loves and them the folk God
yes.
looking for and them the folk God wants to, you know, show you his appreciation. And I'm not saying he don't love all of us. Don't misunderstand me. Don't get it wrong. Don't email or call Bishop and say, well, you say God only loves the ones that's clean. No, I didn't mean it that way and I didn't say it that way for it to come out that way. I'm just saying they must understand that as much as God loves anybody else, he loves them just as much, and if not, even maybe a little bit more. We know there's no partiality or favoritism
yeah, yeah, yeah.
with him, but yet still
there
at the
no
same moment. That's
persons.
Right, no respect to
there's
person
no respect
with the
person.
Lord.
But on top of that, though, the thing that we have to realize is when the people that come in and do that work, it's important.
Yes.
And sometimes this is when we take things for granted. If my floor is always clean,
yes.
I don't even think about whoever did the floor.
Exactly. It's when it's not the way it's supposed to be that you...
If my plate always got food in it...
Come on here.
I'm not even concerned with who cooked or whatever.
That's right.
I sit down and the plate got food in it. But the thing is, those are the people sometimes that we need to render kavod. That's the
yes.
that's the Hebrew word for honor. We
yes.
we need to honor those those individuals. And a matter of fact, when I want you to understand, I want you to understand how significant you are, that not only is God looking at you, leadership is looking at you.
Yes.
Because there are things that we can't do. There are people that we can't touch, that you can touch.
Yes.
And there may come a time when we're looking and we're busy in the business of ministry, and we need someone to take care of the house of God, that God will put upon the leader's heart to say, I want you to find, like he did when they called deaconos, when they called the deacons.
I want
you to find some men
that are faithful. Men. Yes, faithful men.
That are faithful men. God's looking for some faithful men. Faithful men and women that are just ready to do God's
work.
So don't sit up there and wait for them to call your name. Because what's more important, there is going to be a roll call. There's going to be a time when on that anthropomorphic Lamb's Book of Life, that's where you want your name.
Yeah.
No matter what other banner your name might be under, but that's where you want your name. So when you get to them, we call them pearly gates. Yes, I want you to understand when they call your name, that's the name that you want.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The acknowledgement. That's what I'm working for.
Yes,
there have been plenty of times people patted me on the back. Boy, you did a good job. And later on, I heard the same individual talking about me later.
how bad they thought really felt about
it.
But I want to say something else too, Bishop, because you said something that made me think and brought a quick thought to my head before we close out. I want to say this here. If you're part of a local assembly and you're in that assembly and you've been in that assembly, and it seems that, you know, nobody has ever approached you to do this or do that, I want you to realize and understand, and I want to encourage you to do whatever you find your hands to do as it heartily unto the Lord. If you see a need, fill a need. If you see the trash need to be emptied, don't wait for nobody to ask you to empty it. Just empty the trash.
Yes.
If you see the lights, you know, need to be turned off, just go ahead and turn the lights off on your way out the door, and then the individuals that are called to come back and do, you know, a security check and put the locks on and the codes in, will do what they do. Don't wait until someone comes to ask you to do something, because that will get you messed up in your mind and get you in trouble, because while you're waiting, God could be prompting you to do, but because of the fact nobody has never asked you, you won't take it upon yourself to say, hey, here am I.
Yes.
Use me.
What is it that
I may do? What is it that I'm able to do? These are my gifts, Pastor.
Yeah.
These are my gifts, elders.
Yeah.
These are my gifts, so-and-so. Would you mind if I help you to do this?
Yes.
I see you doing this here. Would it be a problem if I help you with that?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem, you know, if I'm able to do this here with you and help out with that here? You know, many a times folk will sit back and wait for a call. And you don't have to just sit back and wait. Whatever you find that needs to be done, wherever you find a hole that needs to be filled, wherever you find, you know, work that needs to be taken care of, jump in this thing, do what needs to be done, and watch God just begin to do more through you and elevate you and give you more clarity on what it is He's called you to do.
I thank you for doing that, because what you just did, you gave them an invitation to servanthood.
Yes, to serve. Yes.
Not to the church, to be saved.
Yes.
I'm praying that you are saved.
Yes.
But an invitation to servanthood.
Yes.
And now there's no excuses
for you
to sit up there and say, well, they haven't called me.
Right. Well, nobody asked me.
You have been invited at your local assembly.
Yes.
To get ahead and put your hands to the plow.
Come on.
And if nobody acknowledges you, I'm pretty sure God will be pleased.
Oh my God,
with the work that you do. So when you gave him an invitation, all I could hear was the word come.
Yes, come.
I love come. Come. I told somebody maybe yesterday, come is the one term that is is written in the Bible 1,972 times. First time that you hear the word come in the Bible, Genesis chapter 7, when the Bible says that when he was talking to, during that antediluvian period, when he was talking to Noah and saying, hey, look, I want you to go into the boat. Because if you listen to some of the other, and I'm not picking on any translations, but other translations say that he told Noah to go into the boat. But right. King James Version got that translation a little bit better because he says, you and your family come.
Yeah.
So because come is an invitation and a command.
Come on here.
So I love it that you invited people to be free.
Yes.
To be able to serve God, however God puts upon your heart to serve.
Yes, yes. And don't be afraid.
Yes.
Don't sit back, as I said, and wait for somebody to come and approach you. Don't be afraid to just go to you, to whoever, you know, and say, hey, look, I'm here to serve.
Yes.
I'm here to help. I'm here to be be all that I can be to support the work of the ministry, to make sure that pastor's vision, you know, is being fulfilled. What is it that you need me to do?
Yeah.
I see this, I see that going on. Is there any way I can jump in and help?
Yeah.
Is there any way I can help fill the void? Is there any way I can just, you know, as Bishop said, put my hands to the plow in this part, over in that part, and let God just do what he want to do? Look, I'm Bishop, I'm telling you, man.
Yes.
Appreciate it so much. Appreciate the time, my man.
Always.
The opportunity that we get to come together and share a little bit. Just, break a little bread with the folk and just try to help them to understand truly not just who they are, but who God called them to be in this Christian walk.
Yes, yes.
So look, I'm your host, Bishop Rodney Thompson here. Thank you for joining me with another episode of Chilling with the Bishop. Once again, with my main man, Bishop Carlton E. Mebane, we bid you Godspeed. We thank you for joining us here, and we say shalom.
Yes.
We pray the peace of God over your life.
Hallelujah.
From this day forth and evermore.
Yes.
God bless you.